And yes, we can officially say Pat Johnston, who has joined us after spending a few days out of studio, off, out and about. And welcome back to you, Pat Johnston.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Okay. I'm there. Thank you, Charlie. Right. Yeah. Nice to be back, although I don't really have my timing back all yet. It's tough coming back from the West Coast. It's not so difficult going, I think, flying east to west. That's okay, but it's when you lose those 3 hours just like that, that's a tough one to try to get used to. Your body clock, it takes a couple days. But it was all right. It was a good, and I'll tell you what, with everybody else, I've been hearing all of these horror stories about everybody standing in long lines or staying at the airports for a long time or having to wait days. The longest we were delayed was maybe an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, heading out to Portland.
Oh, see, that was one of the questions I was going to ask.
Yeah.
You were heading out just as we were hearing all kinds of delays that were happening.
And
some of the best advice is take the first flight you can get in the morning. So you have options for cancellations. You can catch a later flight.
The later
in the day you go, the less options you have.
That's right. And that's why we were a little nervous. We didn't take off until about 8 o'clock at night on last Thursday. So we were nervous.
Yeah, that's risky.
So it's my wife, my parents, and I were sitting at the gate, and we see a plane. So that's good. I think when you see a plane, that's all right.
Yeah.
But we were next to a flight from Las Vegas. And at around the same time, I'd say within 2 minutes, our person gets on the intercom and says, "Everybody, we're just waiting for two flight attendants. So please, wait patiently if you can. We appreciate it." The Las Vegas person then says, "We're waiting for two flight attendants." And all of a sudden, that's when I said, "Uh-oh, wait a second, that's not good." So essentially what happened was the person from our plane, from our flight, got on the intercom and said they were able to find two flight attendants locally, and they've agreed to go on the plane, and so that way we could take off. Then moments later, Las Vegas says, "We have to cancel."
Oh, my goodness.
So that's how we got lucky.
Ooh,
we got a little lucky. So it was all right. But, yeah, once we got in the air, it was fine. And then on our way back on late Sunday night, our connecting flight to Seattle, no problems. And we weren't delayed leaving Seattle to Detroit. So it was okay. We got a little lucky. And my dad also set up some chauffeur service, so we were ushered back to our car back at my parents' house in Ann Arbor, so that was nice. So that was okay, because my parents, they're continuing their vacation right now down in Southern California. We were in Portland for my niece's high school graduation party.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a future leader of America.
Yeah, let's hope. We'll see. Just as long as she doesn't forget Uncle Pat, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Well, when she becomes the whatever leader that she is, we'll look for that shout out.
Yeah.
And if I want, not for my Uncle Pat.
That's right.
I wouldn't be here today.
So, no, it was a decent little getaway. It was about 95 in Portland during the party, so that was a little toasty. But we've been used to that around here, so it was all right. So no problems. That was the good thing. So it was a nice time off.
No good.
And so I get to be here for 2 days, and then we visit my wife's family in Pittsburgh for a whole weekend coming this weekend. So it's like
going in the other direction.
Yeah, that's right. So that's we're calling it
Johnston World Traveler. You're driving that one though, right?
Yeah. We're not flying to Pittsburgh. No, we'll drive that one.
Okay,
that'll be okay. So yeah, don't have to worry about. And of course, Charlie, I know you'll appreciate this when it comes from me. Yes, there had to be that person sitting behind me who was doing this the whole time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, on the way to Portland. Yeah, the whole time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, always that one. It doesn't, and I'm not even talking about this being just in the time of COVID. This was always just my luck, it seems like, throughout my entire life that there's somebody. And, yes, my wife was sort of chuckling, saying, "Yes, I know it's you." That it always has to happen. There's always that one person.
Oh,
always.
Boy. So. But you came back healthy.
Yes, I did. Feeling good.
No other adventurous stories or anything. Everything was just nice and smooth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's always good.
Yeah, no problems. Well, and I will say my parents, they did make it down to SoCal last night, but they did have a four-hour delay getting there. And then, of course, I'm reading these stories about Delta pilots are going to be picketing maybe in certain cities, I think.
Some of this already occurred, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Some places.
So you know, I don't know. Everybody just, like Dave said, I think that that is the best advice. If you're going to be flying here anytime soon, try to get a flight in that morning. So that way, if things do start to get canceled, you'll have time maybe to find something else.
Well, at least for the Pat Johnston traveling, everything was okay.
Yeah, it was
no,
all right.
No horror stories.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. So,
well, and, so then you're going to be traveling this weekend for Independence Day weekend.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Right. Yeah, so okay. We'll see how that one goes.
No, it's Art came back yesterday, and he was traveling basically the same place where you're heading this weekend.
Yes.
He said everything went smooth, and he discovered weather was good, and I think he said gas prices were kind of like the same around here.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I saw a bargain. I saw $4.95 on my way in today.
Wow!
Yeah. Then I also saw $5.16, so go figure. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on.
We've had various reports from listeners in the last week that in some places you can find the below 5.
Right.
It's just in our immediate place around here, we're still looking for it to go below. You saw it below, so
yeah,
that's cool.
I did.
Well, at least it's been trending down slowly, but at least it's trending down.
Right.
So we'll take every penny we can going in the right direction.
And I leave the state, and the Tigers play better. Solid. They won 2 of 3 there in Arizona, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. And then, of course, I had the bad news coming back into Michigan and learning that the Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm always going to hate Colorado. I am, as a Wings fan. That's just how it is.
Yeah, it was difficult. Understandably, we were having fun talking about that yesterday because we were talking about how popular of the Colorado Avalanche-Detroit Red Wings rivalry documentary on ESPN was.
Yes, I want to check that out. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Which aired Sunday afternoon, and then later on in the evening,
mm-hmm.
the Avalanche win the title. So it was like,
of course. Right. And I was gone for this, but congratulations to the Great Lakes Loons.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were gone since the,
I was gone.
In fact, we're looking forward next hour to talking to Tyler Kringer, Great Lakes Loons man, after the 7:30 news, because our question is, so when do those playoff tickets go on sale?
I know, excited.
That was really cool.
That's right. Can't really count on the four Detroit sports to reach the playoffs, but hey, we have the Great Lakes Loons.
We have the Loons. We can celebrate that. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good to have Pat Johnston back in the fold.
For 2 days.
That's okay. It's
kind
of funny, though, that you're going in different directions.
It is. Different families, different directions. That's how it goes. I know.